The Christmas decorations have come down. And again, I want to thank all the many people who helped make our celebration of the Christmas season so prayerful and so beautiful. This week, we entered back into ordinary time. Traditionally, what we have prayed about today and the last two Sundays have all been part of the same celebration, which was celebrated on the Feast of the Epiphany, as ways in which we have come to know Christ as the Son of God. And Father Ben has a great article on that in today's bulletin. The Magi's journey to see Jesus and bring him gifts to worship him showed the Christ child to be a light to all the nations. Jesus' baptism ended with the descent of the Holy Spirit and the voice of the Father coming from heaven, claiming Jesus as his beloved Son, showing the persons of the Holy Trinity. Today we hear the first miracle of Jesus at a wedding banquet at Cana in Galilee. A wedding, a marriage, shows us who God is. Jesus, the Son of God, desires a spousal relationship with us. Christ is the bridegroom, and we as the church are his bride. We are not meant to be mere acquaintances with Jesus. We are meant to have him be the center of our lives. We heard Isaiah in the first reading say, "As a bridegroom rejoices in his bride, so shall your God rejoice in you." The sacrament of marriage, lived well, is perhaps the best sign of God in the world. The relationship between husband and wife in the sacrament of marriage mirrors what God is like. God is a union of persons, a trinity. The Father and the Son so love each other that their love goes forth from them in the divine person of the Holy Spirit. At its best, that is what marriage is meant to be. Two people who freely choose to give their lives to each other, who love each other sacrificially as Christ loved us unto death, and who allow fruit to come from their marriage as they are open to God working through their committed life and love to bring forth new life. That's why our sexuality is holy. It's of God. That's why cheapening our sexuality so goes against God's plan for us. That's also why the church has a real desire to be part of and to support marriage. Marriage is meant to point us to God. We know that following Christ is hard. We know marriage is hard. Divorce is painful. All of us fall short in different ways. And when we do, there's hurt and pain and a need for healing. And Christ gives us sacraments of healing for those times in our lives. Marriage is one of the seven sacraments. And like the other sacraments, there is a specific form required for it to be a valid sacrament. Just like we cannot have Mass with cookies and soda, just like we need the priest to pray the words of absolution to receive God's forgiveness and confession, there is a form to the sacrament of marriage. And for Catholics, that form involves getting married as a sacrament of the Catholic Church. That means we look for someone to date who is free to enter the sacrament. Being free means neither party has a prior bond to someone else. Ideally, we would look for someone who shares our faith, or at least someone who supports our faith and will support us in raising children in the Catholic faith. Those discussions and more are part of the initial meeting a couple has with a priest or deacon when they are considering getting married. The wedding, too, needs to take place according to the Catholic rite with a priest or deacon, or else to have permission granted by the bishop to take place in another form. We know that there are a lot of reasons why people have done things in different ways in getting married. My encouragement today is simply for those who may have gotten married civilly outside the Catholic Church to come and talk about that and to see what would be involved in entering the sacrament of marriage. For Catholics, that would allow those persons to return to good standing with the faith. It would be a way for people to reflect on their relationship and grow even more as they prepare for the sacrament. There are a lot of different elements and reasons involved in how we are where we are in our lives, and our marriages are included in that. And that is okay. Our starting point is where we are. My invitation is, if you are married outside the church, to come and talk so that we can find a way forward to receive the graces of the sacrament. I'm going to offer an evening to come and learn about what might be involved in that. The information on the evening is in the bulletin today and next week, and there's also some sheets in the gathering space in preparation for that discussion on January 30th. If you're not able to make that meeting, please reach out to me or Father Ben or Deacon John to get a time to talk. For those who are parents and grandparents, I would simply ask that you guide your adult children and grandchildren to talk with a priest or deacon when they're getting closer to talking about marriage. You too are welcome to come to this evening discussion to learn more or to ask some questions. In the end, God works with each of us as we are and where we are. He then invites us to draw closer to Him, one step, one day at a time. We recognize Christ as the groom of the wedding feast. It is here at Mass that Christ invites us into a sacrificial meal that gives us a glimpse of what the eternal banquet of heaven will be like. We hear prayers at Mass that remind us of as Christ, as bridegroom, and we as the church as his bride. It's in this feast that he shows us sacrificial love as he comes again and gives us his very body and blood. Christ loves us so much, he wants to be our spouse. He gives us everything. He invites us to this banquet of the Holy Mass so that we can get a taste of what eternity with him might be like. In one of the last chapters of the Bible, in the book of Revelation, St. John shares a vision of a multitude in heaven saying, "Let us rejoice and be glad and give him glory. For the wedding day of the Lamb has come. His bride has made herself ready." Then the angel said to me, "Write this: Blessed are those who have been called to the wedding feast of the Lamb. Come, Lord Jesus."